Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Glad We Had This Chat with me, Caroline Hirons. It's your one-stop shop for all things skincare, beauty, and beyond. We have something amazingly, brilliantly different for you this week. It is a backstage beauty special where I'm talking to two of the most iconic hair and makeup people ever to grace the backstage area of any designer you can name. My first guest this week is fierce, fabulous, and an absolute legend in our industry. She is one of the biggest names in makeup. She has done it all from Alexander McQueen's catwalk shows to Gaga's album covers. She's also one of the judges on BBC Three and Netflix's Glow Up. Ding dong, darling, it's Val Garland.
Well, good morning, Caroline.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, look, it's such a pleasure to be here.
I'm just going to jump straight in because The first thing people say to me when I say Val Garland is ding dong. So where did ding dong come from?
Well, it's kind of
straight to the hard questions, Val.
Which is fine. All the makeup artists that I've worked with over the years, I met most of them backstage at the shows. And we work as a team in order to encourage people, because everyone's working away doing the makeup. I'd sort of say, oh, Caroline, let's have a look at your girl. And then Caroline would be thinking, oh my gosh, what are you going to say? Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, now that is what I want to see from everybody. That is a ding-dong dolly. Right. And that's where it started. I wanted to elevate a makeup artist. So the other makeup artist was going like, oh, I want a ding-dong, you know. And I've always done it. You know. Mm. And sometimes I used to blow a whistle as well. I mean, it was hilarious. It's true. Then when I went into Glow Up, I didn't realise that I was doing a TV programme. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of bizarre.
You were involved, you were in it.
Well, you were kind of thinking like you're backstage at the shows. And I am, I think, a little emotional. So I'd go, that is an amazing makeup. Ding dong. You know, like King Kong. And I remember talking to my agent at the time and I said, look, have you seen the first episode? What did you think? And she was like, well, you came across as a crazy person.
Excellent. Great telly. Yeah. Great telly. Do you still do anything show-wise outside of things like Cannes?
I do a show for L'Oréal Paris, mm-hmm. and that is huge.
Huge.
Because we have lots of talent, like we have actresses, it's not just models. Mm. And yeah, I'm contracted to L'Oréal, so, yeah. You know, that stopped.
Do you miss it, or do you quite enjoy the quiet life?
No, I miss it because I love being in the scrum. And if, you know, someone says, oh, no, that can't be done, and I'm like, no, halfway through the show, which is only 12 minutes long, we're going to change the makeup. You know, all of a sudden, they're all going to be wearing a red lip.
And
you
team are like, okay, Val.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like the adrenaline rush, you know.
If you had to pick your favourite show you've ever done, would one immediately spring to mind?
Absolutely. It has to be Alexander McQueen.
I knew you were going to say Lee McQueen.
Yeah. No, it has to be, because they were just such pioneering times. You know, I mean, nobody wore a low-waisted jean. And then all of a sudden we've got a bumpster. It was fantastic. And I think everybody that worked with Lee, we were all experiencing things for the first time. And there'd be times when you'd be stood at the side of the show and we'd all be in tears. because we'd just seen something fantastically new happening. And you're like, OMG.
The talent you have to bring for the faces and the makeup to match what he made architecturally with his collections is something else, right?
Yeah, no, totally. Everybody involved was under such a lot of pressure.
But loving every minute of it.
Oh, God, yeah. But I think that's what was so great about the latest Margiela show. You know, Pat McGrath.
Yeah.
I mean, ding dong, bitch. So one of the first did it.
Ding dong, bitch. Thank you.
Yeah, you did it.
It's one of the first times in recent times I can think of where makeup has been front and centre again. Makeup carried the show. It was one of those things where you're like, wow, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah,
But haven't you, like, dipped people's whole faces in glitter before and things like that?
Yes. That particular show, it was a Vivian Westwood show. And it's a funny story because I went into the fitting before the show with Sam McKnight, and I went up to Vivian and I'm like, hi, darling. So, you know, what are we doing today? Like, what's our muse? And she just looked at me. She just looked at me and she said, horses.
Wow. Okay. Did she say horses or just horses?
Horses. And I waited for that 3-5 second beat after words, and there was nothing.
And you were like,
and she just turned back to doing what she was doing over here. And I'm like, right, okay. And I walked over to the makeup table to my team, and I'm like, get the computer out. Let's.
What do we do with horses?
Let's look at horses. I mean, what is it about horses? Like, you know, do they have four legs? I mean, what is it? Is it the coloration? So I decided that we would look at the pelts of horses.
How much time do you have, though, at this point?
No, this is the night before the goddamn show.
Literally.
It's the night before the show. Sam McKnight's going off doing He's all doing this his crazy thing. Yeah. And I've got to come up with an
horses
idea.
Horses is much easier when it comes to hair, surely.
Yes.
It's all a mane.
It's a mane.
Plait
it
or a mane.
Yeah. So anyway, so I think, right, let's keep this simple. Let's do everything in black and white. And I thought we'll just sort of like paint abstract black and white markings on each model. So we're doing that. Everybody's getting really creative and it's all looking really good. And halfway through the show, I look at the models and I'm like, this is a very dark show. I'm not sure if this works. I thought we need some refreshment, some light entertainment. So I said to my team, find me some glitter, clear that table, put loads of glitter on the table. Get these girls, cover their faces in 8-hour cream. Right, okay, bring me a girl. Shh, got the girl. I'm just going to shove your face in glitter. And that's what I did. And I could see, you know, the various organisers going like, has she really lost it? But it was just one of those moments. Nobody knew I was going to do that, not even Vivian. It just worked.
She loved it, though.
Because glitter in lights on a catwalk, it's just magical, you know. So, phew. That was all
right.
But
did she love it?
Yeah, only if she loved it. Yeah. And the funny thing about Vivian is she is or was an eccentric, fabulous character. Anyway, a friend of mine was a waiter at a Miu Miu party. He was bringing drinks and went up to Vivian and went, oh, hello, Miss Westwood. You know a friend of mine. And she's like, really? And he said, yes, Val Garland. And she said, Val Garland? She's madder than me.
And I thought, that's a compliment.
Yes.
That's a compliment.
Yeah. I love that.
You've had your hands on many a face.
Uh-huh.
Famous model face, actress face. Who have you touched that you just think, that face was a joy to paint?
Of course I'm going to say Kate Moss. I'm going to say Kate Moss because in terms of Amazonian, iconic, sexual beauty, it's her. Incredible characterization for me would have to be Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Because...
What a face.
Yes, what a face. And she really gets into the character. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's her job, right? But...
it's her job.
People often sort of say, oh, you should wear less makeup when you get older. And I think you should just do what you want to do.
Anyone who says anything to me about you should, first of all, is a red flag.
Yeah.
And if it's anything to do with aging gracefully as you get older, I just think, fuck off.
Yeah, no, totes. Just out the window.
Go, goodbye.
Yeah. So, you know, when we do the defilé, or especially the defilé, and Helen's there, and I will sort of say, right, okay,
What are we doing?
Yeah. How are you going to own the catwalk this season? Because she always somehow owns that catwalk, you know, running down it barefoot. Or last season, I think it was Stefan Loncian gave her blue hair. And I was like, well, I don't think we can really do sort of like a strong makeup.
You've got blue hair.
And I said, but Helen, I've got some blue contact lenses in my bag. And she was like, give them here. And that was it. It was just a tiny thing, but it worked. So I love it because she's up for it.
Chameleon, almost. Yeah, you can put anything
up for it. And the same with Kate Blanchett. So funny. I was doing this story with Tim Walker, and it was for W Magazine, and it was Kate Blanchett. And it was a character story. Halfway through the shoot, she's there in this beautiful black Yoji dress. Tim is already shooting. Julian Deese has done this mad sort of like hairdo. And I said, oh, Tim, I said, can I do just change the makeup a bit? And he was like, yeah, whatever. And I went up to Kate and I had this like little paint tray and a roller. And I'm like, Kate, is it okay if I just sort of like roll this paint up your face? And she was like, yeah, go for it. And it was amazing. It was just that one. I didn't know if it was going to work or not. And it was just that one simple thing. And that was it.
Transformed. What's the one thing you would recommend to a woman who comes to you and says, what can I do to make my face pop? What do I need?
Well, I think that, number one, everyone's different. And I think there's a lot to be said for a great canvas. So I think if you just look at someone's skin and you work out how you can make their skin look better for them, that is brilliant. And then you look at the individual and you see, well, what is your feature? We went through this recently with me on Glow Up and nobody knows about it. Fun fact. So at Christmas, I got COVID. Got it really badly. We started filming. God, am I being too honest?
No, okay.
We started filming.
Never. The whole room goes, no. What else can you tell us about famous people?
Well, no, but okay, so we started filming Glow Up on the 8th of January and I still wasn't quite right. What happened to me in the COVID was one of my eyes became small. This eye became really small and swollen. So I had this very heavy hooded eye. In fact, my boyfriend thought I'd had a stroke. So what we had to do was we had to put a lot more makeup on this eye and make the makeup look bigger.
Yeah.
And this eye slightly smaller. And it worked. Nobody noticed.
Skill set.
So everybody's now going to be looking at Glow Up.
Yeah, and they are. Like,
let's check out her eyes.
Where does her eye look dodgy?
Yeah. It was remarkable, you know. And that's the power of makeup.
And that's the difference between having a skill set and just being able to do good makeup on yourself, which is where I think a lot of people who do their makeup on Insta and become influencers and, you know, they become makeup influencers, but they can only ever do one or two looks.
Yes.
You put them at the backstage at a show and they'd have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're that person and Vivienne Westwood turns to you and says, horses.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
No.
Cry.
Exactly. Also, I think like for many, many years, people would say to me, so what's your signature look? And I'm like, well, I don't have one.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Because you work on so many different people.
And also because you want to do lots of different things. Because the biggest thing for me in my job is I don't want to do the same thing all the time because that's boring. You know, I don't like a formula.
But how do you take everything that you've done in your career and transfer it to something completely different, like Glow Up, where you're working with, you know, students per se or people who want to get a foot start?
I mean, it was very funny the way I got to Glow Up. I was in the car park at Asda.
As you do.
In Chipping Norton. And the phone goes and I answer. I've got my godchild with me. And I'm chatting. And I put the phone down. And Rebecca's like, well, who was that? I said, you're not going to believe it. It was the BBC. And she's like, the BBC? I said, yeah, the BBC. I said, they want me to do this programme. I said, well, that's not going to happen. You know, I never thought it would actually happen, you know. And then it did. And so the way I went into it was I can't be a lecturer. I can't be a TV presenter. I can only be me. Mm-hmm. So it was funny. I said something on the first episode that they actually left in because I don't get a say in the edit. But in the very first episode, you know, this wonderful makeup artist is showing me their makeup And I'm like, yeah, you've got the ocean. Yeah, I get that. Environmental. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got the trees. Yep, yep, yep. Got the flowers. Oh, God, I'm so bored. I know makeup is subjective, but you can't teach style, can you? Do you know what I mean?
No, I do. I'm quite scared now, though.
Sometimes, as a makeup artist, it's about what you don't do. You know, you've just got to know when to go and, you know, when to glow.
I've had like two moments in my career where I actually made someone cry. Have you ever lost your shit?
Yes.
Or had to go like, people, get your shit together?
Yeah, no, I have lost my shit. And there was one time, I don't know if this is interesting, but there was one time.
I think I speak for the room when I say it's going to be interesting.
Well, I don't know if it will be, but anyway, I'm trying to think of all the times I've lost my shit. Oh, no.
There you go. There's always one.
Oh, God.
You can't get to our age and be like, oh, I've never lost my shit.
So we're at a show, and it's a show where I often do creative makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying the show.
No,
this
fair. Legal, good, check.
And anyway, I've got a great team of makeup artists. Amazing, incredible makeup artists. Anyway, and I'm doing everyone a little bit individual because they've all got to look like they're at a bit of a festival, they're a tribe. So we've got lots of different characters. Every so often, the stylist comes over and sort of says, this makeup's too much, you know, like, you know, we've got to do a lookbook as well as the show. And I'm like, I'm not here for a lookbook, I'm here for the show. Anyway, so I'm in that sort of frame of mind. And I'm like, fine, okay. You don't like the makeup. You do not like the makeup. Makeup artists, take all the makeup off. And this is
down
like,
tools.
Down tools. Let's take all the makeup off. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And so they take all the makeup off. And then during the rehearsal, the designers of the show sort of say, oh, do you think perhaps she should have like maybe a little something or other? And I'm like, well, no, stylist wants it all natural. You know, like, let's keep it real. Well, maybe, you know, could you do a little so? Well, we'll see what we can do in the lineup, you know. Anyway, so I'm like, right, this is how good my team is. We get to the lineup and I'm like, right, team, everybody, get in front of a person and do what you did in 5 minutes.
Go.
What you did in 40 minutes. And yeah, that was a losing my temper moment. Was that boring?
No, I liked that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did that an hour ago, Brandon, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you've done iconic shows and you've had legendary iconic things happen to you. I'm going down the road of beef.
Ah.
Worn as a dress.
Yes, I do like a bit of meat in my sandwich.
Well, I mean, we all do, babe, but I'm talking about clothing, Val.
Meat. Let's talk meat. Let's talk flesh. So I was with Gaga and we always used to have a giggle and a laugh. And I would tell her stories of what I was like, you know, in the 80s and the 90s. And, you know, I was quite outrageous. I wanted to be different. And she was like, so, you know, what's the kind of like weirdest thing you've ever done? And I said, well, you know, I used to go to a lot of these sort of like raves and things in Sydney, Australia. And we'd all be kind of like jonesing, like, you know, like, so what are you going to wear? Like, you'd only wear something once and, you know, you'd never wear it again. And usually you'd made it. And so I was going to this party and I thought, oh, what can I wear that's different that nobody's seen before? And I had this hairdressing salon in Oxford Street, Sydney. It was like two doors down from the butcher's. And I was like, I know what I can wear. I can wear meat.
See, I've got so many questions, but go on.
So I made this outfit out of meat and I kind of like had bacon strapped to my legs and tied it up with sort of like leather thonging. I was doing Viking, and I made a wig out of sausages. I made a wig out of sausages. I beat some steak, and I made a bra. And, it was tied with sort of like leather thongy. And I was telling Gaga this, and I was laughing. And she was like, oh, my God. Well, the other part of the story is I was. It was a fancy dress party that we were going to.
Well, thank God.
And it was at the on the North Shore. And I got to the top of the stairs, and my then husband was at the bottom of the stairs. And I was actually bleeding as I was wearing the meat. And he's like, "You've got to be joking." And I was like, "No, I think this is really cool, actually." As I tossed my sausages, I think this is really cool. And, and I'm going like this anyway. And so we get to the party, and it's in Sydney, Australia. It's on the North Shore. I read the invite wrong. Yes, it's fancy dress, but everybody's wearing white.
And then you're bleeding.
And I'm bleeding. And I thought the only thing for this is to get on the dance floor.
You've got to style it out.
So I styled it out and covered everybody with blood. And then I left. And... as you do.
What temperature was it, by the way?
It was very warm. It was about 11 o'clock in the morning and all the flies were coming
over. That's what I was going to say.
All the flies were coming over. So, you know, husband sort of packed me off in the car and home I went. So I told Gaga this story and she thought it was wonderful. And she said, "Do you mind if I borrow that idea?" And I'm like, "Take it away, babes. Take it away." Yeah.
And there liveth the meat dress. Yes, but what did you have on your bum?
I used sausages again.
Oh, my God.
To make a hula hula skirt. Oh, God, I was like a bad period. Oh. Sorry, that was like really close to the bone.
Leaving that in. We are so leaving that in. I was like a bad period, Val Garland, 2024. This episode is obviously brought to you by the SkinRocks app, your free-to-download ultimate guide to skincare made by me, all in one place, with a catalogue of over 24,000 products and over 600 expertly written articles and guides with new content daily. It really is your destination for your best skin yet. And I'm thrilled, because I can, to offer you an exclusive discount to unlock an elevated app experience with exclusive features and even more skincare expertise from me, plus so much more. Revolutionise the way you discover, shop and learn about skincare with our multi-award-winning app. Download the SkinRocks app for free and sign up to premium with your exclusive code CHPOD, all in caps, to save £10 off your annual subscription. More details in the show notes.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In terms of makeup, what do you remember as the very first product that you thought, oh, this is good?
Very first product I bought, I think it was called a spot stick, and it was from Rimmel, and it was orange yellow, and I was about 13, and, you know, you always had that big spot in the middle of your forehead that, you know, you just had to get. Yeah, so I'd put that on there and one on the chin and whatever, so I'd go to school. Never thought that you had to blend it. You know, so that was my first foray. And I had a very glamorous sister. And, you know, she at 13, I was going to Top Rank in Bristol, clubbing with my sister, wearing a headband made out of peanuts. Hideous. And
wearing a headband made out of peanuts?
Yeah, you used to get these headbands. And they're not real peanuts, but it looked like peanuts. Yeah, anyway, another story. But my sister was very, very glamorous. So I didn't want to be glamorous. I wanted to be different. Mm-hmm. So I went down the route of, you know, punk, new romantic, what can we do to make ourselves look strange? And I used to wear black on my eyes. I'd pale my face down with bourgeois white, hideous. and I always wore a red lip. So that was my three things.
Anything you've got that's vintage that you think, oh, I wouldn't want to lose that?
Well, I'm going to say no, because everything has a shelf life.
During COVID, I went into a massive eBay hole and was buying lots of vintage skincare. And it all comes with this big thing that says, whilst this has product in it, we do not advise you use it. I'm like, it's from 1946. What do you think I'm going to do?
Yeah. No, exactly.
I'm not going to go, oh, lovely. Can't wait to look younger tomorrow. Yeah. No, it's for a shelf, dear.
Yeah.
What is your skincare routine? Speaking of skin.
My skincare routine is actually quite simple. I get up in the morning and splash my face with water. And then I would go in for a serum. I use a serum. I use a moisturiser. And then I use an SPF.
Don't like eye cream?
I don't believe in eye cream.
Oh, I love an eye cream.
No, I don't believe in eye cream. I love an eye cream. Eye cream's like just a cream in a small thing.
When I make an eye cream, I'm sending it to you and you better put it on your damn face, I'm telling you now.
I've got these Russian eye pads. There's just something about them.
You just put them on underneath?
Yeah. Yeah,
nice.
I like them.
Russian. Yeah. Russian. I wonder where you're going. You're like, I've got these Russian. I'm like, what's coming? Russian gentleman, I don't know.
And then I love a face roller. You know, I love one in the freezer.
In the freezer.
What do you think of that serum people are injecting into their faces?
Which one? Bloody the nuclear peptides, the salmon egg thing. I'm just, I mean, it's trendy.
Yeah.
And my instinct is to run away from trends.
Yeah.
I get asked about it all the time, but I'm just, you know, some doctors I follow, they seem to think it works. I just don't know if I would want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm quite a wimp in that way. I've had Botox and filler in the past, but I get to the point where I'm like, actually, I kind of like my face.
Yeah. I want to look like me.
Yeah, I want to look like me. I'd like to look like me after I've had good sleep.
Yes.
But my face has always had to move because I'm expressive. You know, I always want to be able to tell my kids off by just moving my brow.
Yeah.
You know, if I can't move my brow, how am I going to look at them and be like, you wait?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, it's true.
But I'm not obsessive. But my favourite treatment is like reflexology and a head massage. I went for a menopause facial.
Oh, yes.
I was invited in.
Yeah.
So I go for this menopause facial and I'm thinking, well, this would be interesting. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? Mm. My skin's a bit older. It doesn't mean I need a whole, you know. Mm. And so I was thinking, this is your bog standard. I call them a beauty room facial, you know.
Yes.
Cleanse, exfoliate, sometimes steam. I'm like, if you steam me, I know that you're not on your A game. I don't need steaming. I'm 54. Yes. My capillaries are going like, surprise.
Yeah.
You know, like we want to be toning that in.
Yes.
And they didn't ask me any questions about menopause or my age or what stage of menopause I was at.
Right.
It was just menopause, a catch-all, right? Ah. And so they did the facial and it was, you know, cleanse, etc. And then what I can't bear is when they either use gloves.
Oh, no.
Or they don't massage and they just apply product. I can do that at home.
Yes.
I want you to pulverise my face, but in a soft, comforting way.
Yes. Get in. Yeah.
And then at the very end, I was lying there and they said, okay, we're just going to apply the cryo balls. And I was actually quite warm and I'd managed to get myself relaxed. I thought, don't get wound up. And then these freezing cold balls went on my face.
Yes.
Well, there's a line. Yeah. all right, Jim, I was talking about actual balls. And she was rolling them and she was like, and is that helping with the hotness? And I was like, I don't get hot flashes. Mm. You'd know that if you asked me. I didn't say that in my head. My internal monologue is always much more aggressive than what actually comes out. Surprisingly, I know.
I once went for a facial and it was, a very reputable place and it was all very relaxing. You know, I had the red light and I had the oxygen thing and it was just lovely, lovely, lovely. And then at the end of it, they gave me, what do you call it?
That's quite, wake up.
They gave me... And then at the end of it, I sort of got up and she said, how was it? And I'm like, yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was fantastic. Thank you.
Until you started slapping the shit out of me.
Yeah, and I'm like, I am never coming here again. Anyway, I went home that night and honestly, I was eating salad, lettuce and lemon sole and my two front veneers fell out. Can you imagine?
Is that from the...
Well, I'm sure it was. Lemon sole, that's not hard to bite into.
What machines did they use?
Fingers, hands. Oh, my God. Inside, upside down. It was hell. It's a true story.
What did you do about the teeth situation?
Well, I had to go and see my dentist. But because being terribly British, did I complain?
No, of course you didn't.
No. I'm just like, yeah, put my teeth back in, please. Luckily, I didn't swallow them.
This week's podcast is sponsored by To the industry, everyone knows who you are. You're Val Garland. We get it. We bow down. The TV, though, brings a different level of awareness. Yeah. How does that look for you now these days?
Yeah. I try to avoid it. Yeah, I would hate to be in Hello magazine, that picture of me with, like, you know, the Tesco bag, you know, and I've got no makeup on, my guts hanging out. I don't want that picture. When I'm at home and I'm not working, I've got plaits and I've got no makeup on. And it was very funny. The other day, I went into like an antique place in the country and I'd been gardening. And so I had on my gardening shoes. I looked very scruffy, had my hair up in a scrunchie. And I went into this shop and they sort of said, oh, have you been here before? I said, no. Most of my friends told me about it. And the woman said, oh, you look like somebody on the telly. She said, you're Val Garland. I said, how do you know I'm Val Garland? No makeup, you know. But it's sweet.
Do you think social media has become another element in terms of, you know, you've got the TV, you've got the industry, that's all sewn up. And then social media comes along.
In the beginning, it was enough to show my work. Mm-hmm. That was enough. But nobody cares anymore.
No, they just want your character now.
They want your character.
They want you.
And they want your authenticity.
They want you.
So the other week, I sort of thought, okay, I'm going to show people what I look like without makeup on.
I saw.
Yeah. And I just thought, you know what? Everybody looks like this.
Yeah.
You know, we're all human. We do have that rogue eyebrow or one eye bigger than the other. And what was amazing about it was everybody was so, oh my God, yeah, I'm like that. Yeah, and I was astonished. Yeah, I thought it was good.
Right, let's do quick fire questions. Brace yourself. So your kit's on fire.
Yes.
What are you rescuing?
I'm probably going to rescue mascara. Nice. I'm going to rescue mascara because...
Any in particular?
Well, for me, I'm obsessed with the L'Oreal Paris Panorama mascara. And I have to say, although I work with L'Oreal Paris, this is an incredible mascara. Absolutely incredible.
I'm obsessed with mascara. It's one of my obsessions.
Me too.
Trying to find the right mascara is the bane of my life.
Same for me, because I've got tiny little stubbly lashes.
My lashes look like shop shutters.
Yeah. And I don't actually like using a curling wand, because I wear contacts as well. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
You're like this one. I've got my ideas. But if someone was going to play you in a film, who would it be?
Do you know who I'd like it to be? I'd like it to be... Now, what is her name? Emma Stone.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
Have you seen?
I've seen clips. I haven't seen the whole film.
You have to see it.
But Nadia won for the makeup, didn't she? She won the
Oscar. Yes. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yes, it's the best film I think I've seen this century.
Really?
Yeah.
Favourite L'Oreal product, OG and new?
Okay, so new is the Panorama mascara. Do I say a lipstick or do I say a foundation? Or do I say a tattoo liner? Because I love a liner. So I'm going to say tattoo liner.
What lipstick?
When I was younger, I always used to wear Ruby Woo, MAC Ruby Woo.
I mean, who doesn't own a Ruby Woo?
But now, if I wear Ruby Woo, I'm like...
I can't do Ruby Woo in my age.
No. It's wrong, you know. So it's got to be a little bit, it's got to be softer. And Helen Mirren actually gave me a really good tip for a mature mouth. What Helen does is she takes like a kind of like an eyebrow pencil, like a blonde eyebrow pencil, because she's sort of like white blonde. And she just does the very edge of your lip in this light. And so it looks like concealer, but it's not. Just pats that in. And then she puts her lip on And that sort of acts as a barrier to stop it bleeding.
Yeah.
And also you just look a little bit more pouty.
Yeah. We like pouty.
Mm.
We like pouty.
But we like real pouty.
Oh, yeah, not...
No. Not that. Oh, well, there's another story. Okay.
I'm settling in. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. Hit me.
It was the beginning of COVID. I'd gone to see a facialist that I would normally go to see to get a little bit of Botox or what have you. And this facialist said to me, like, I think we should put some in your lips. I said, oh, no. I said, like, I've never had it in my lips. I said, I think my lips are all right. She said, oh, we'll just put a little tweak. And I said, oh, just a tiny bit then. Anyway, she did my lips.
I'm scared
and,
already.
And I went round to see my best friend and I knocked on her door and she's like, fuck! She said, you've had your lips done. And I'm like, but you can't really notice, can you? And she's like, you look like a duck. And it was terrible. And even my boyfriend sort of said, like, you've had your lips done. And I said, no, I haven't. I said, I've just had my teeth veneered and it's made my lips look swollen. I mean, how good a liar am I? Anyway.
Did he believe you?
I don't know.
Anyway,
so, but thank God for the face masks. Because throughout COVID, no one knew that I was trout pouting. You know.
Just as well you didn't do it outside
and
of COVID.
And I would never, ever, ever do that again.
What motto do you live by?
Lots. For me, I think it's never enough. You're always growing.
Always.
You know, never think that this is it now.
I think people in our industry as well, you don't see a lot of people aching for retirement.
No.
I think I'd be bored shitless.
Yeah.
I think I'd hang out with the grandkids for 2 weeks and then be like, right, where are we going? I'm off, I'm back, where are we going?
Yeah.
You know?
I like a project.
Yeah.
I'd be quite happy in a sort of like a vintage junk shop or a garden centre.
A nice garden centre.
Oh, God, yeah.
What do you love as much as makeup?
Gardening, cooking. Although I'm not a good cook, I like food. I'm not a baker. I don't like sweet things. I don't cook sweet things. At the moment, it's all about wild garlic pesto.
Wild garlic pesto?
Yes. Wild garlic that you've foraged yourself.
Mm. I'll be hitting you up for some of that now I know where you live.
I could have brought you some.
And a mascara.
I made some yesterday. I brought you nothing.
Where's the gifts? Queen Dame Duchess Val Garland, thank you for bestowing me with your presence.
Well, I feel like the honour was all mine.
No, absolutely.
I was very excited to be here.
Not as excited as I am. I am genuinely thrilled. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. I'm back on Wednesday, so make sure you tune in. Until then, I'm glad we had this chat. New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Glad We Had This Chat is produced by Wall to Wall Media.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.